Joining us now on the Lee Automotive Mercedes-Benz Hotline, four-star quarterback out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Auburn commitment, Sean White. Sean, how are you doing this evening, buddy?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us. Sean, we're getting close to National Signing Day. Take us back to where this process began for you.
It's been a process that's been going on for a long time since I entered high school, pretty much. Coming in as a freshman and not really knowing what to expect and just getting better every day. And then eventually, I think where I really blew up was this summer when I went out to the Elite 11 competition. I ended up winning the MVP. And I think after that, things started really blowing up for me recruiting-wise, and that's where it really started picking up.
Sean, I want to ask you, what's your fondest memory from going out there competing in the Elite 11? Obviously, you were around a lot of top players throughout the country. You were around some great coaches. You know, what did you take from that experience out there?
It was a great experience. I think the number one thing that really made it special was just competing with all the other great quarterbacks that were out there and kind of making each other better and making friendships that we'll have, you know, throughout our college careers. And, you know, I think those, you know, that's very important because, you know, we're going to make each other better even at the college level. We'll see each other doing things and be like, man, I want to be able to do that. I want to, you know, throw for more yards than he did or whatever the case is. So I think just building those relationships was the best thing for me.
Visiting with four-star quarterback out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Sean White, committed to the Auburn Tigers currently. Sean, you were recruited by Rhett Lashley. This guy's a young gun. He's done a heck of a job in a very small amount of time at the College Works. Talk about a little bit with your relationship with Rhett Lashley and where you foresee his future move forward.
Yeah, Coach Lashley's an amazing coach, an amazing guy, and I think that he's a guy that I really want to play for, and I'm excited to go play for him at Auburn. And, you know, I know that he's going to be a guy that's, probably going to be hotly pursued by other programs to try to steal him away, maybe, you know, be a coach one day. And hopefully he sticks around at Auburn for a while, and because I just can't wait to play for him. And I think he's a great guy and a great role model, great mentor. And obviously he's a great coach. In 1 year, you saw how much improvement the offense had with him and Coach Malzahn. It's just unbelievable. So I think, you know, I just can't wait to get there and play for him.
Visiting with Sean White. Sean, talk about Auburn's recruiting class right now. It's currently sitting number 10 in the Rivals.com national team rankings. You guys have an outstanding recruiting class right now. And I know, you know, you probably look forward to throwing the ball to a guy by the name of DeQuille Williams, who's the number one junior college wide receiver coming in. But I'm sure you're also excited that you're going to be able to hand the ball off to Rock Thomas.
Yeah, no doubt. I think both of those guys are just tremendous weapons for me to utilize. And I think, that's one of my strengths is getting, bringing the best out of the players around me, and I think that I can make them even better than they already are, which is crazy. And I think, like you said, we have a great recruiting class coming in, one that's going to, continue the success that Auburn had this year. We're going to continue it for the next 4 to 5 years that we're there. And I think it's guys that are really loyal to Auburn, too, because if you look at guys like me and Rock and Trey Williams, and we were committed, back in the summer when coming off a 3-9 season for Auburn. So we believed in what the coaches told us and their philosophies and stuff like that. And so now that the 13-1, it's proved that, we believe in the coaches, and the coaches have just had so much success. And now it's bringing all these, all this attention on Auburn and stuff. And we love it because, we've never wavered our commitments or anything like that. We stuck to Auburn, and we're just happy we did.
Sean, come signing day, you guys are going to finish with a top 10 recruiting class. And I know you've been around a lot of these guys, whether it was the Under Armour All-America game or off on campus for your official visit or any of the football games this fall. Now, how much recruiting have you done for the class, and do you feel like it's worked out for you so far?
Yeah, anytime I get an opportunity, to get a possible recruit to Auburn, I always try to help out and, tell them how great of a place Auburn is. It truly is. It's a great family environment. When I was deciding, the thing that sold me on Auburn was the family. And, once you enter the Auburn family, you're really in it for your whole life. And, the atmosphere there and everything like that is what I, tell to other recruits. It's just a really close-knitted place, and everybody will be behind you, all the fans and everything. So, you know, it's just a great place, and that's what I mostly sell to the other recruits. And I think that, you know, getting close to signing day, we have some more guys that, you know, could possibly pull the trigger and could really make this class outstanding.
Four-star recruit, quarterback commitment for the Auburn Tigers, Sean White. Sean, you're there in the state of Florida, down in Fort Lauderdale. Of course, you see great high school football, but you're also in the back door of the Miami Hurricanes and also not too far from Tallahassee, where the Florida State Seminoles are defending a BCS national title. How important was it for you to be able to play in the Southeastern Conference versus possibly going to Florida State in the ACC?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, I mean, I think, you know, the SEC is the conference in the country. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I don't think people can argue. And I think, you know, those type of atmospheres, those type of big games, playing in the Iron Bowl, things like that, were things that I wanted to do. And, you know, especially playing at Auburn and Jordan Hare and stuff like that, it's you know, those are the type of games that I want to play in. I want to play in the, you know, the biggest games in the country. So, you know, like you said, I'm leaving the state of Florida and stuff like that, but I definitely think it's worth it, you know, going to Auburn and playing in the SEC.
Last night, the Super Bowl, you had two great quarterbacks, kind of the old man and Peyton Manning and the younger guy with Russell Wilson. Growing up as a kid, did you have an idol, someone that you modeled your quarterback game after?
Yeah, I mean, I think the NFL quarterback that I mostly that I play, you know, the most similar to is Aaron Rodgers. So that's the type of quarterback that I've modeled myself after. He's a guy that can, you know, he has a strong arm. He can make every throw, and he is, you know, probably the best arm talent in the NFL, which I feel like I have, you know, the best arm talent in the 2014 class. And then he can also extend plays with his speed, and he's deceptively fast, which I also feel like I am. So I've just always modeled my game after Aaron Rodgers, and so he's my, you know, he's the guy I mostly try to model my game after. Hello.
Yeah, come Wednesday. There's a big commitment that's going to happen. His name is Rashad Evans. He's going to choose between Alabama, Auburn, and UCLA. What is your final prediction for Rashad Evans come Wednesday?
I mean, I think he's going to come to Auburn. I think that, you know, I think he's a great player, and he's going to do great wherever he goes. I saw him at the Under Armour All-American game out there, and he was great all week in practice. He played on my team, thankfully, so I didn't have to go against him in the game. But, yeah, he's a great player, and I think he'll come to Auburn. I think he loves it. I wasn't up there when he visited, but, you know, I heard when he visited, he had a great time, and, you know, he really feels at home at Auburn. He's from Auburn and everything like that. So, you know, I think he'll end up at Auburn, and hopefully I'm right.
All right, well, that's Auburn commitment, four-star quarterback Sean White. Sean, you know, thanks so much for joining us this evening. We look forward to watching your future down on the plains, and good luck to you come signing day.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Sean White, four-star quarterback, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.